Listener Production.
Hello, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Enforcement starts today in the first phase of WA's plastics ban, and it's a significant change for shoppers and businesses. Plastic shopping bags are out, along with straws, stirrers, cutlery, plates and bowls and food containers without lids. Dominic Lamb from the National Retail Association says the McGowan government has worked well with business across the state to make the changes.
They've worked very collaboratively with business, and certainly have had education teams across the state going out and about talking to retailers. We ourselves have visited over 10,000. We've had visited over 620 precincts. And of course, there is a whole raft of information online.
The household electricity credit kicks in from tomorrow, giving West Aussies $400 off their next power bill. It'll apply for Synergy and Horizon Power and builds on the relief users got back in 2020. Other changes for us today include the $40 a week increase to the minimum wage and a rise in superannuation from 10% to 10.5%. Overseas, the Prime Minister says he's looking forward to high-level talks with French President Macron today. He says a relationship reset is on the cards after the scrapping of that submarine deal under the Morrison government. He's also keen to make a free trade agreement with the EU.
We need to progress the trade deal between Australia and Europe. It was a common theme that I had when meeting with European leaders over the last couple of days, and I look forward to strengthening the relationship with France.
The Brisbane Lions have bounced back into form in style, beating the Bulldogs by 41 points at the Gabba last night. Coach Chris Fagan says the result is extra special after Dane Zorko and West Aussie Daniel Rich both suffered hamstring injuries.
That was probably more than I would have hoped for in a way, given that we had a bit of adversity pretty early in the game with Zorko and Rich. It's very early to be down a man.
Tonight, it's the Saints and Carlton doing battle in Friday night footy. And Nick Kyrgios has breezed through his match at Wimbledon overnight, firing 24 aces.
Listener.